So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
I just wanted to talk about the state of business in the UK right now. Obviously, this is not just this is not just the UK, is it? It seems to be worldwide. And so we seem to have this problem right now where businesses just seem unable to close business. And I think what's happening is that everyone's basically tightening their expenditure in all sorts of different areas. I mean, we've really felt it as a marketing company, because one of the very first things that goes when businesses contract is their marketing, their expenditure on marketing. And I actually think it should be the opposite way around. I think that when things get tight, you should get busier showing what you're more capable of to as many people as possible, getting as many eyeballs on your market, on your product, on your service, on your company, on your people as you possibly can. Your job as a business owner should be to hold the attention of your potential customer for as long as you can, right? So I actually don't think that you should be cutting back on marketing. I think you should be increasing the level of marketing that you're doing. But I get it, right? I get it. Like, if you can't afford your electricity bill and you can't afford salaries and you can't afford your mortgage, something has to go. And usually it's like, well, what are the things that we can let go of that kind of don't seem to affect everything immediately? Marketing is one of those things, because there's a lead time. You know, so if I start going live this week, we don't really get the benefits of that until another week, another 10 days, another 20 days, a month. Sometimes it's a year down the line. So we can turn marketing off and actually we don't get an immediate impact or an immediate visible impact on the bottom line. But actually that impact is happening because of the lead times that you have to put in place for your customers to see you time and time and time again. It definitely has an immediate impact. And what we'll find is that when we're getting out of this recession that we're in, and I know Germany's just hit a recession, and you know, people go, yeah, but England's not in a recession. Well, the UK is not in a recession right now. Really? You sure about that? Sure as hell feels like a recession to me. Now, we're at the front end because we speak to business owners constantly. We're constantly in communication. We have strategy sessions every single day. We have existing customers every single day. We got people coming out to a villa this weekend, which is really cool. So we're constantly speaking with people, and we can see, we're at the coalface, we can see what effect the UK economy is having on local businesses right now. And we're kind of really lucky on one hand, because you know when you go to like a fun fair and there's the goldfish in the goldfish bowl, and you have to get a ping pong ball and you have to throw it into the goldfish bowl and then you win a prize, right? So we're the guy in charge of the ping pong balls and the goldfish bowls. And each goldfish bowl is a business. And we can see, because we've got a top-down view of every goldfish bowl, what's going on in that business and what's going on in that business and what's going on in that business. And so it's quite a unique vision that we have, as opposed to, let's say, if you're a butcher, you're just doing your butcher stuff. Or if you're a plumber, you're just doing your plumbing stuff, right? You don't get to see other people's businesses. But we do, because we represent a lot of businesses, small businesses in particular. And we can see what they're up against, the sort of effects that they're having right now. And so if you are one of these businesses and you are actually struggling to close clients right now, there's a couple of things that I think you need to be doing. So first up, like, it doesn't cost you anything. You can go live. I'm live right now. Our Wi-Fi is down. And even though our Wi-Fi is down, we're actually still sending data through our mobile phone device. So there's really no excuse not to go live. You might say, well, we're too busy. Busy doing what? If you're struggling right now, what exactly are you busy doing? Because if you're not servicing customers, what on earth are you doing? Well, you might be catching up on admin, you might be catching up on paperwork. Well, that's fine, but that doesn't really pay the bills. Sure, it needs to be done, but it doesn't pay the bills. And so the thing that you really need to be doing is you need to be getting out there and marketing. And it really, you know, marketing's really easy in 2023. Comes down to creating more content, comes down to creating more images. It comes down to getting your name and your face and your service and your product out in front of as many people as you can. It's really, really straightforward. The only thing that's difficult is, well, how do you do that? And it's content, content, content. And it's extending your reach. So if you've only got 200 friends, you need to get out a little bit more and get some more friends on Facebook. I mean, not real friends, but, you know, contacts. You need to increase that to 1,000. You need to do outreach on LinkedIn. Hey, love what you're doing. Don't copy and paste. Please don't copy and paste. you know, look at what they're talking about on their profile, mention what they're doing on their profile and ask them to connect. You're going to get connections, right? That's literally it. You've got to get in front of as many more people as you absolutely can. And then when you go live, they might hopefully see that you've gone live, might even stick around and watch, or they might take a look at what you're doing. But you've got to get more content out there. There's absolutely no question in my mind that the currency, and it's only going to increase through the 2020s, the currency that we should be using right now is attention. The more attention you get, the better it's going to be for you and your business and your, you know, your future, effectively. Right, I need to go because I'm going to be late for basketball. We've got basketball on the outdoor court next. Hope that's useful. Let me know in the comments below and we'll speak to you on the next one. My name's Dan Latto. Have a good day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.